Report, Treasury Hacked by Group Backed by Foreign Government. By Tom Sikata on December 14, 2020. A report published on Sunday revealed that data stored by the United States Treasury was compromised by a sophisticated hacking group backed by a foreign government. The hackers also infiltrated the Commerce Department's National Telecommunications and Information Administration. The National Security Council launched an investigation into the incident after a meeting on Saturday at the White House. According to a report by Reuters, a sophisticated hacker group has stolen information from the United States Treasury as well as the Commerce Department's National Telecommunications and Information Administration. The group, which is reportedly backed by a foreign government, reportedly stole information from both federal agencies. National Security Council spokesman John Elliott said that the government has launched an investigation into the hack. The investigation was the subject of a discussion on Saturday at the White House between members of President Trump's staff and members of the National Security Council. The United States government is aware of these reports and we are taking all necessary steps to identify and remedy any possible issues related to this situation, Elliott said. Breitbart News reported earlier this month that the cybersecurity firm FireEye was hacked by an organization associated with a foreign government. FireEye CEO Kevin Mandia said that his firm was working with the FBI to identify the source of the hack. Some analysts believe that the hack was conducted under the direction of the Russian government. FireEye has earned the ire of Russian officials over the years as a result of their efforts to link Russian agents to large-scale hacking incidents. We have learned and continue to learn more about our adversaries as a result of this attack. And the greater security community will emerge from this incident better protected. We will never be deterred from doing what is right, Mandia said at the time. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.